have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, and this time we mean it. No, really, you're a tub of goo, and we're going to have to get, you're going to have to lose, yeah, what? Wait, the doc, we don't, no, that, oh, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't have to get serious like that. No, this is a story, man. Super done. They're going to get serious. Doctors are told to get serious about obesity. Who's telling the doctors? Aren't the doctors, they're supposed to be top of the food chain. They're the doctors. Somebody has to tell them to get serious about obesity? Like before we were just joking about it? Ah, ha, ha, look at that person. Overweight, ha, 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 tub of goo, right? This is crazy stuff. Look at these articles, and it's blasting out. You can see it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Welcome, my friends. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you. Leo Sheff will be joining us, and we're going to nullify radiation from Fukushima, or we're going to try. Well, wow. We're certainly going to get your head out of the radioactive sand this hour. There you go. You're ready to do that. Let's see, what else? Oh, Sarasota coming up. Sarasota, Robarts Arena, Saturday, that is 2 days from now. It's sponsored by who? What is that? It's some health thing, a health food store there. I don't even remember anymore. There's too many events.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. No.
I feel like that's what it is. I'm a cheetah running to the next event. Hurry, get there, hurry. But I look forward to seeing y'all there down in Sarasota again. We've got that coming up. And then next Friday in Eustis, Florida. So that'll be fun. But check it out. All the things are up at robertscottbell.com. If you would like to call, don't be bashful. I'm not going to double dog dare you like Super Don does. But if you want to call this hour, 866-939-2355, you can talk to the Marlboro Man. Either Super Don. Well, see, you and Liam can grow these like... just manly beard.
Oh, I see. But, you're referring to facial hair.
Right. You guys can... I can go 3-5 days. I'm scruffy as an old dog that's a mutt of some kind. So, anyway, if you want to talk to either of the Marlboro men, Liam Sheff's coming up. Good-looking guys there. Super Don. You'll see us as we do our RSB 180s. Thanks to Liam for the name on that one. And we're going to talk radiation this hour. But first, before we dive into that, we've got a couple of things I want to hit. Obesity, diabetes, and Kevin Trudeau. Are they related? Yeah, are they related?
They are, kind of, yeah.
Sort of. But on the obesity front, you know, the body mass index, the BMI, it's not necessarily accurate. I mean, it gets it wrong. It doesn't take into account the body types that are out there. They have different, you know, bone structure, bone, let's say, weight. I mean, there's so many things. It's more complicated than that. But also on the weight loss front, it's so much more complicated yet so much simpler than all of the drugs and all of the programs that they put you on, and, of course, all of the fear of fat, which is still here. Is why would you go to your doctor to lose weight when they tell you to eat low-fat or no-fat foods? And if your doctor tells you to do that and wants to put you on cholesterol medications, that doctor is not qualified to be a doctor unless it's a doctor of what? Pill dispensation, a doctor of drug dealing. They should call it DDD. I have a DDD. I'm a doctor of drug
dealing.
Triple D. Right?
Nice.
And it has nothing to do with the breast sizes we were talking about yesterday with high bone.
All right, fine.
Yeah, right.
All right, back to the show.
Yeah, anyway, doctors urge to treat obesity like any other ailment. And then we got the diabetes battle being lost as cases hit a record 382 million around planet Earth. That's what they're estimating.
Here is the problem I've got with the obesity thing.
Yep.
Okay. The medical profession, this is what they say in the article, the medical profession has issued guidelines that doctors and physicians should now deal with people being obese.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you and I both know, we've talked about this for years, doctors don't treat disease, they treat symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what they're saying here in these guidelines is that these doctors have to take the patient's BMI and measure their waist and tell them if they're overweight or obese. Mm-hmm. They could probably handle that much, right? But the majority of the doctors out there are not going to do the other things that are on this list, like develop a weight loss plan that includes exercise and moderate calorie cutting. You know what? Your primary care physician isn't going to spend the time doing that. They don't get, you know,
no.
If you look at the training these guys get,
mm-hmm.
they don't get the training in nutrition. They don't get the training in all of these things. They're trained to give drugs. Dispense drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, prescribe surgery, refer to, you know, surgery and stuff. And so it's just inevitable that what's going to happen here is because these doctors are going to be pushed into this arena where now they have to deal with helping people lose weight.
Right.
They are not going to sit there and talk to them about the food that they should eat and what's in the food, nutrition, and things of that nature. They're going to go to the regular MO, which is going to be prescribing drugs mm-hmm. or referring for lap band surgery. And that's one of the things that they put on here is that the doctor should consider recommending weight loss surgery for patients with a BMI of 40. I've never understood the BMI thing.
Dude, you know what? When somebody asks you, what's your BMI, say, I go 2 to 3 times a day. I have BMI 2 to 3 times a day. And move on. Stop with this.
There's an extra letter there. There's an extra letter.
It's intelligent to go BM twice or three times a day. I'm just saying, the elimination patterns must be increased in America. And if we look at the weight loss thing, it's wrong. It's about toxic fat loss, not weight loss. Because it isn't about the weight. You can act, muscle weighs more than fat. But toxic fat, lose that. But no doctor, I say no doctor, you know, it's a mass generalization. Okay, give me a break here. It's just that the generalized, like you're talking about, the practitioners of doctor prescribing drugs, they don't address these issues. They don't talk about increasing the fats that help your metabolism. That's part of their
docs,
MO.
The docs want to get you in the office and out of the office. Because one of the things that they say here is that they want doctors to specifically discuss enrolling their patients in at least 14 face-to-face counseling sessions over 6 months with a registered dietitian or a psychologist.
Right. Of course, and when you say enrolling, you mean they're rolling their patients in and out because they're not really doing anything to genuinely make them healthier in terms of the weight loss issue.
What?
Because remember, when they blame obesity for the cause of diabetes, obesity doesn't cause diabetes. There are a whole lot of metabolic issues there. And when they say they're losing the war on it, because who there in the medical profession is saying, hey, can you get this glucose tolerance factor form of chromium in you, 100 micrograms, maybe 4 times a day?
Well, we know it's not going to be the registered dietitian. The dietitians are the ones that are out there that are increasing the diabetes problem by what it is they're telling people to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the nonsense we have to deal with each and every day here. We want to bring you the spotlight, the news stories, but give you a different perspective or angle so you can tell your doctor, you know, leave my BMI alone. I got it covered, all right? And you can do what's right. Eat clean foods. Eat lots of good quality fat. You'll eventually get to the weight that is right for you. It's different for each and every one of us. But diabetes, give a call to Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He can't say he's treating it. He's not. I'm telling you, 100 micrograms 3 times a day, and maybe 4 in extreme cases, of that GTF chromium, Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. All right,
diabetes is a big problem. Diabetes is a big problem.
It's not little. That's why I said 300 million, 400 million, 500 million. If you don't do the right thing, you're going to terminate yourself on this planet as things transform and change, as we're about to discuss with my good friend, author of Official Stories. We have it linked up in the show notes today. His name, Liam Sheff. And I'm going to ask him to do the impossible. I am. And it isn't about reverse engineering UFOs, although that would be kind of cool to talk about, but he never wants to talk about that. We got to talk about serious issue. Fukushima, radiation, on the way, even more. Is there a way to nullify it? I know that's a tall order. Liam Sheff, are you with me?
One knock you is yes.
One knock.
Am I here? Wait a second.
What?
Liam, are you here?
I
I was listening. I was lost. I was lost in the deep tones of producer Don waxing eloquently about
Super Don is on fire.
Say about doctors.
Yeah, he's on fire about the doctors.
Yeah, that was there. This was good point after good point, and I'm afraid I was lulled into a kind of a sleepy state of enjoyment.
So what you're saying is, when I talk on the radio, I put everybody to sleep.
No. There's a gentle tone of what you were doing was I was watching the fly balls leave the park. I was like, wow, look at that. They don't need us anymore.
Well,
I was thinking, Robert.
Thank you,
Robert. I was thinking that we can retire.
Yeah, no, we can, but we can't because Kevin Trudeau has been not only arrested, but he's been convicted and found guilty of misleading people with his diet cure book. So now we have to continue talking about it because there's no Kevin Trudeau out there doing it.
What exactly did he say? If you follow this diet, you may get some good results.
Look, we've talked with Kevin before. In fact, Robert, you've been on Kevin's show in the past.
Yeah, I haven't had any negative interaction with Kevin Trudeau. I know I've got friends, Super Don and Liam, I've got friends on both sides of this. Some just despise Kevin Trudeau. Some just love him. And others are like, you know, Kevin's been nice to me. I think he's done more good than harm, but I was never a part of his Global Information Network, GIN thing. So that went multi-level. A lot of people lost money. So there's a lot of pissed off people about him.
I admire the fact that he went toe-to-toe with the FTC. Okay.
Why don't they?
They're trying to shut him up. Liam's trying to shut me up right now. Go ahead, Liam.
I just want to make this point. Why don't we sue Barney Frank and Skinny Crazy, whatever her name was, Senator Skinny Crazy from San Francisco. Why don't we sue everybody who ever made us lose money? If the criteria for putting somebody in jail is that they made us lose money, I'm suing Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, thanks, man.
I had a little bit of money, bought gold. It was very high. Now, listen, here's
what
I'm
saying. It's all your fault, Robert. It's all your fault.
Oh, good Lord.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Liam Sheffy's still going to be with us after the break. And we're going to hopefully laugh our way through some very scary news coming out of Fukushima, Japan. Radiation on the way. It's been coming. Are you doing what you need to be doing? Are you talking to the folks? Are you speaking out about this issue? We've got them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Liam Schaff, Super Don, more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are rocking to the health world. We rocked the political world last hour. We're talking, we'll get to radiation in Fukushima momentarily, but Liam and I and Superdon was discussing the Kevin Trudeau issue, right? It was a big controversy. Again, love him or hate him, I'm not a big fan of the government stifling freedom of speech, but he did enter into some sort of consent decree, which I think that's the technicality that nailed him, but is that really why they wanted him? And Liam, I think you've got some good speculation on this.
All I have is questions. Okay, so he's up for sentencing to go to federal prison for essentially writing a diet book or running a multi-level marketing campaign. Well, the heads of every bank that let bad mortgages become some sort of stock market collateral didn't go to jail. Nobody goes to jail. Scooter Libby was out of jail. Everybody who won George Bush's campaign in Florida in 2000, we don't even know their names. Nobody goes to jail for what they're actually did, unless, you know, they're poor and brown, relatively poor and brown, or relatively poor or very poor, you know, and light skinned. You don't go to jail for, you know, you go for to jail for, I don't know, carrying around too much plant in your pocket. That's, you know, tetrahydrocannabinol. You can go to jail for that. Especially if somebody thinks that you might sell it. Maybe. You can go to jail for grabbing somebody's purse in the street if you're a 13-year-old or 16-year-old in a big city. But people who write diet books, everybody writes a diet. Listen, whatever the leaders of the Weston Price Foundation could, if it were based on people feeling like their diet didn't work exactly as stated, could go to jail. The people who run raw vegan diets could go to jail if all it took was a few displeased people who said the diet didn't work, it was too hard to follow, then no diet works, because you have to use your own intuition. You have to take the parts that work for you. So what did he do? What did he actually do? It wasn't a diet book.
Well, let's just say he ticked off somebody who had the ability to go after him. You know, it had the ability of the force of the government agencies, whether it be FTC or otherwise. And he wasn't shy about claiming, you know, what he did about the insiders in government and big pharma. So, as I said, and to your point, Liam, it's like, really, in the big scheme of things, why him and not the really vicious, bad criminals, right? Somebody was really pissed off. And, where we leave it.
Isn't the business of misleading people what advertising executives win awards for? I'm very confused about this country. I mean, what he did was to use a system that rewards people for lying, and he tried to tell some truth. I know that his, you know, book used a lot of people's information. I don't think, I can't prove it, that he's a, what do you call it? I think he's more of a compiler than a researcher, but you know, I'm not trying to slag the guy. He put together a lot of material that had been out there in an accessible form, and he tried to sell it in the late night infomercial model. And that was strange to see. You know, it was interesting, like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that could be done. You know, it'd be like Mercola going on late night and pretending to host his own show or something, but paying for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing about Trudeau is he could market hell and everybody would want to go to hell. I mean, that's as good as he was. I mean, the guy was so, I mean, on that level, I don't think he had many peers. And, you know, did he have a hunger for very expensive things? Did he do something that crossed some line somewhere? Again, I'm not privy to that information, but I'm just not that into material goods and material things, you know, or else I'd be doing something else. And if you are, you can die by that method too.
And we'll never know, because, you know, he may strike a plea agreement like immediately. Maybe he's getting bad legal advice. Maybe he just thought they had nothing on him, but, you know, you don't want to go to court in this country. If you can help it, you sort of want to say, look, if bad guys have something on you, you allow the investigators to look. And, you know, generally, if you haven't done anything or you're not powerful enough to warrant a witch hunt at that level, they throw you back. And he must have angered somebody. He was poking the eye of the pharmaceutical companies for a long time, and I guess I appreciated that about him. But
it's not the smartest thing for long term viability. Let's just put it that way. As good a marketer as he is, can we market away Fukushima? I don't think it would help, but we're going to talk about it. If you want to chime in, get on the phones now, 866-939-2355. Liam Sheff is here, his book, Official Stories. If you haven't gotten it, I don't know where you've been, but we have it linked up in the notes. Go ahead and click on it, and we will irradiate or unradiate if we can. After this break, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, copays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there was a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com, or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
You can take a look back on each day's show by signing up for the YouTube channel for Robert Scott Bell Show, RS Bell Media Channel. And we do our daily reviews with Super Don, having fun with that. Thanks to Liam. It's called RSB180, and Liam has a new Liam in 3. And you can get on his YouTube channel and check that out. And he is, of course, Liam in 3-ing all over the Fukushima issue. We wish we could nullify it. We wish we could neutralize it. We just got to talk about it because the heads are in the sand. If they, you know, if the government went after the Fukushima issue with the zeal that it went after Kevin Trudeau, we might have had this resolved a heck of a lot sooner. But they apparently feel Trudeau is a bigger threat than Fukushima, which is a global threat. Liam, it's just like the misplaced priorities.
I think that Trudeau had an affair with one of their wives at the prom or something like that, like in the movie Animal House. That's why they went after Otter. Anyway,
makes sense. Yeah.
Fukushima. By the way, I got a new diet out, and it's very easy for some people to lose weight on it.
Get a rope.
So it's good. Yeah, so the Liam Chef diet. You move.
Did you say get a rope?
Well, yeah.
Whoa, get a rope.
Oh my
god! It's a soap on a rope diet. your soap on a rope.
Now, only you would take it there, but anyway.
Yeah.
You hangle it in a federal prison, and you lose a lot of weight. Running.
Run away. Well, eat a rope. You get a lot of fiber. Move everything through.
Grab both ends and floss. Swallow a rope 1 foot at a time, which is about what the human species is doing right now. I like this article by Hannah Specker. I looked through the entire thing. It's like a treatise. It might be her postdoc graduate paper, but it's here available as a journal article. Hannah Specter, PhD, piled higher and deeper, but she's making some sense. Assistant professor of education at Penn State, go Nittany Lions. One of the problems that we face with radioactive fallout from Fukushima is the lack of information coming from the experts. Indeed, there has been a global media blackout, a deadly silence on Fukushima. Science still does not have the technological or methodological understanding to clean up the disaster, which has leaked into the Pacific Ocean and spread throughout the northern hemisphere by way of wind and rain and food shipments. She didn't say it here, but she says it in the article. This invisible truth is so incomprehensible that it is easier to pretend it doesn't exist. Well, pretty interesting. It is easier to pretend it doesn't exist. She writes, 1 year after Fukushima began, so this would be 2012, National Public Radio, Neural Prosthetic Radio, for those on the know, reported that trauma, not radiation, is the key concern in Japan. Really? Focusing upon trauma as being more worrisome than possible effects of radiation contamination deflects from the crime that created the trauma to begin with.
Are they talking emotional trauma here? I mean, I'm just thinking they're, you know, initially a physical, it's emotional trauma. So they're really trying to put it off on just calm, relax. Remember, I think somebody was actually arguing you could smile your way through the Fukushima disaster and radiation.
Yeah, well, I guess it'll be like the Cheshire Cat. All that's left is the smile. The bones and skin go away. Maybe that's what they mean. Hmm. Okay, so TEPCO, Manny, Moe, and Jack, Larry, Moe, and Curly, the Mills brothers and Marx brothers all rolled into one, a little Heckle and Jekyll on the side, and the Keystone Cops, are doing devil's work. It's not God's work. The devil's work over there, dismantling or really just slowly dying at this graveyard of a plant, which has three nuclear meltdowns, which are breached, leaking into the groundwater, leaking into the ocean. One building called, I don't know, Building 4 is what I'm calling it, that has 400 tons. I had to figure this out. 400 tons is 800,000 pounds, and it's actually more than that. It's 430 tons. It's more like 900,000 pounds, almost a million pounds, almost a million with an M pounds of highly radioactive material contained in 1,530 fuel rods, each of the rods weighing 660 pounds. This stuff has been coated with seawater for 2.5 years. That is, it's what happens when you coat stuff with salty dust, disintegrates. It has a zirconium coating. You can have, you know, this cubic zirconium coating in your house, but you wouldn't want it. It's flaking off, and if any of these things touch or hit the ground, you can have what they politely call a criticality. Criticality is such a nice word for what it actually is. It's like calling World War II a series of criticalities. Just criticality. So the criticality would be, in other words, a nuclear fissioning, which is what occurs inside of the containment vessel, but it would occur outside in plein air or in open air. And it would go on and on and on. You can't put it out with water. You just have to let it burn, or you can try to blow it up and knock it into the sea. Well, that's where we are. I'm not joking. I'm not making it up. TEPCO's announced they're doing it without any help. The NRC, National Nuclear Regulatory Commission, is zero, nowhere to be found in offering assistance. GE isn't there. They built the thing with Mitsubishi, I think. Guess what? Our friends from Hanford, and the Oak Ridge site, that all the nuclear experts here in America aren't there. The French nuclear experts aren't there. The Swedish, I mean, there's nuclear power all over the world, and they're not there.
They're too busy targeting Kevin Trudeau.
I think he slept with a couple of the FTC wives and probably.
And the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He was infamous.
I have no idea what he
did. This is
I'm
disconcerting.
Kidding.
I mean, to say the least disconcerting. It's like, you know, we're the Army Corps of Engineers. You know, they want to build a bridge in a day that could take 10 years. They're there. Why? Why? I mean, is there some concerted effort? Do you speculate, Liam? Or is it just that collectively they don't want to deal with it? It's just too overwhelming to consider. You just lectured for Jim Hoover and his group. And, you know, you had a lot of folks were into it, but some of the folks were like, I'm not so sure. Was it just too much to handle? What do you think?
Well, firstly, a big thank you to Jim Hoover and Standard Enzymes. I was delighted to be there, and I discovered that they make a really nice vitamin and mineral product, and they're very careful about ingredients. And, I just enjoyed meeting everybody, and Camille Carlson, who set it up, and Dr. Rashid Uttar was there, too. That's my Ty Bollinger impression. And so it was generally a good time. And then it came time to talk, and I really didn't do a couple of things. I should have gone up on stage before and taken 10 minutes and just figured out the logistics, because I'm not usually up on stage, and so I'm far away from everybody. And then I didn't quite work out the talk, because I knew what I wanted to talk about, and I'd done it, but I didn't time it for 90 minutes, and I didn't get the questions in. And then, get this, they fed the audience turkey and sweet potatoes with brown sugar and milk. Tell me if that doesn't put people to sleep.
Well, here, Liam Sheff is coming up next. Let's put you, hey, here's a sleeping pill. We don't want you to pay attention. What?
So,
Tryptophan, everybody.
I was a little thrown in the beginning, and so I kind of beat up on the audience a little, and I made them stand up. I'm like, all right, that's it. That was my best joke. You're standing up, and you're waving your arms around. So that happened. And then I think we got through the rest okay, but there was a general sense that, and guess what? They also, I don't know who did this, but they played a prank on me. They opened with X-Files music, which was really funny. They didn't even tell me. And so I was kind of thrown, like, I don't have any X-Files stuff. I don't have any alien stuff. And so that threw me a little bit. But besides that, no. A lot of people, I mean, I had 18 sort of like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, 18 people gave me a 5, and 2 people gave me a 1. A 1 was being the lowest. So you can see that most people liked it.
Well, but Liam, it's true, though, that some folks, when we cover this subject, it is overwhelming for them, isn't it? It's just too much. It's like it throws their, you know, whatever filter they had, it just kind of goes, it fritzes out. It's like, no, I can't go there. I don't want to see this. It's too horrific.
People didn't want, and the chief criticism I got from the, I think, the reasonable criticism was I didn't offer any solutions. And I agree, I didn't offer any solutions. And I could have lied and said I have solutions, but I don't. I don't have any solutions to this. My solution is that nobody's talking about it. So the first thing to do is to start talking about it. And I started that talk with Fukushima, and just about nobody in the room had really, nobody said nuclear meltdown. A couple people said typhoon or, tsunami. It wasn't that the place for the tsunami, and I was sort of like so thrown off by that. I didn't really know where to go. I just expected that everybody would be really concerned about it. And maybe I misread the audience. And listen, there were a lot of lovely people. So don't, you know, I mean, really the 95% of it was just like really great. So I tend to get stuck on the people who didn't like it because I want to reach them too, you know? All right. So what solutions can I offer? That you go and you figure out that I'm not kidding. You go to ENE News, ENENews.com, and you realize that this company, TEPCO, is going to be approaching this building with 900,000 pounds of plutonium and uranium in salty pools that have to be pulled up within half millimeter increments with no problem. Or they can go critical, which will burn and blanket the northern hemisphere in rain and pollution of cesium, strontium, and tritium. And if you're not talking about that, then can you please go subscribe to Weekly World News and, just read that until they come and take you away.
Well, yeah, we were up in Washington. I was in Washington State. Superdon, you're in Oregon, and I hope you're still taking your EMF detox and extra selenium and some iodine. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be enough. I mean, in a worst-case scenario, you talk about it, Liam, a supercritical criticality scenario. How much can you take? There's evidence of increased baby-type mortality, infant mortality, as well as cancer, thyroid issues happening along the West Coast. We've seen what's happening in the Pacific with the strange starfish meltdown. Also, reports of turtles with mass infections, that dogs are eating them and they die instantly. We talked a little bit about that on the air as well. There is an X-Files element to it, Liam, for whatever they chose that music for, because you're not an alien kind of guy, I know that. But beyond belief, it's stranger than fiction.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe I should have come back and said, no, you know, so what you... So my real answer to it, when we come back from the break, is I have a diet that could help you lose a lot of weight.
All right, weight loss diet coming up. Anti-radiation options as well on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks again, of course, for Michael Bolden last hour with the 10th Amendment Center. I'll see you guys in Sarasota on Saturday. I hope to see you there. I remembered it's Richard's Whole Food Emporium is hosting it at Robarts Arena. So more about that and that and that and even that after this. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Vitamin L flowing where you are. Well, we got some Vitamin L happening, hanging out with folks I really love and care about. And that includes you guys out there and right here, Liam Sheff, Super Don. And we got Matt on the boards today. And where is Liam going to be? It's like we always do, like, Where's Waldo episodes. We're looking to see, and Liam may be appearing at the Soho show. What is that, you ask? Well, if you're in the industry, the natural products health food store industry, there's the largest regional show they do each and every year in Orlando called SOHO, Natural Products Association. And Liam's looking to be there. We're looking to get him there for book signing over at the Sovereign Silver booth. So all of our health food store fans and listeners, come on out and meet Liam if you haven't already. We're going to make sure that happens. So there, I said it, Liam.
You said it. You said it. You said that it would be easy to lose weight with Liam Sheff. And now... Here come the feds.
Rut row. Also, Sarasota, I mentioned, I'm hoping to see Sayer G and some other folks down in that neck of the woods at the Richards Whole Foods Emporium, whatever it's called, at Robarts Arena on Saturday coming up. And then next Friday at the Windhorse Theater for some fun things going on. We got that. But, Liam, I don't know how to wrap up this thing. I think we do have to mention not the weight loss thing, but the radiation loss. You know, talking about how do we strategize when we can't avoid it totally? What can we do to go toe-to-toe with it the best of our ability? You've had insights. We've let loose on them on here from time to time. I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
Yeah, run. If you have friends in the Southern Hemisphere, consider a long vacation until, like, next March, and everybody has a sense of what's happening. Those of us who can't help but to stay in the Northern Hemisphere and suffer and fight for it, we can understand that the closer you are, the worse it is. So Southeast Asia is kind of in trouble. South Korea's got to be just screaming in angst about how this is happening. The rest of Japan is screaming in angst. Taiwan, Hawaii, South China Seas, Hong Kong, the West Coast, Alaska, Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, down. None of this is good. And the jet stream finds its way over the United States. It takes a dip. It heads south. It goes north. It heads south and it leaves. What are you going to do? If I take selenium, I'm going to be kidding myself. We have to relocalize. We have to grow hemp. We have to grow hemp. We have to grow hemp. It phytoremediates. It's not a perfect cure, but we have to grow it for the essential fatty acids. We have to grow it for the local economics because The federal government's not paying attention. They're not doing what we've expected that they would do, which would be to be grown-ups and to face this issue like, you know, concerned world citizens. That they're not doing it. I can't imagine why they're not doing it. They're letting me know that they're preparing not to be important anymore. I'm not saying they're going to go easily, but I'm not Kevin Trudeau. It's not going to be easy.
No, but well, also they're preparing not to be important anymore, and they're not, but they're preparing to be not. That's what I get from you.
Yeah, yeah, they're letting me know that mm-hmm. I can't depend on them for even, you know, sort of keeping an eye on a nuclear breakdown. It's like Three Mile Island happened and there was no federal response. Well, okay, that's where we live now.
Screw you guys, I'm going home. That's what, basically. Yeah.
So, I'm going to the underground bunker. This is Dick Cheney signing off.
Right. Call Jesse. Call Jesse. Oh, man. All right. Well, let me give you a heads up. We've got Joni Abbott scheduled for tomorrow to wrap up the week, our wonderful Healing Revolution Friday. I got Dr. Frank King. We'll talk more gastrointestinal health because I want to follow up on my experience with the homeopathic response at the Weston Price Foundation. I was just very pleased. It was fun being there with you, Liam, too, that you popped in, and we had a good interaction with folks.
I had a great time.
The energy was really – I didn't know what to expect. It was my first one, but I have to say – the audience was listening. They were embracing. They were engulfing and devouring. And we had fun. And we had a lot of fun.
I loved a lot of the people I met because, you know, whatever any discipline or religious food thing, whether it's vegan or macrobiotic or whatever, whatever they get wrong, they always get something right. Weston Price gets a lot of stuff right. Eat locally, eat fermented foods, eat whole foods. They get all of that right. So they invite people who grow and make whole food products that you can eat without fear. So mm-hmm. we had that.
Yeah, it was really nice. And, of course, a shout-out to my friend Richard Thomas from R. Thomas Deluxe Restaurant in Atlanta. We had a great time going there a few times as well, having some good meals while we were there. And I look forward to hopefully I can find something good to eat in Sarasota on Saturday. That's what I got to say.
Well, there's always iguana.
I guess if you go far south enough, they survive the cold snaps. Super Don, thank you for putting it all together. We got the Healing Revolution tomorrow. Liam Schaff, official story. Get it. He's working on another book. We'll let you know about that on his next appearance. And remember SOHO, that's the NPA, Natural Products Association. That's the first full weekend of December. Give you some heads up on some other events, but stay tuned. RSB 180 is coming up through the RSBL Media channel on YouTube. All we've got left to do is say thanks, Liam, thanks, Super Don, and the power to heal. Oh, thanks, Michael Bolton. It's yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Since the dawn of the processed food industry, you have been fed a lie. Food labels are not designed to inform you, but to hide things from you. This coming January, Natural News will reveal a groundbreaking discovery that will reshape the food industry forever. January 7, 2014. NaturalNews.com. Because the truth cannot be kept secret any longer.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Hey. Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.